Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok! Hi, you folks, hold on your hats and pass those Kellogg sugar pops, because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Silk Hat Hogan's Donkey. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are tops. Tops as a cereal with a little milk or cream. Tops as a snack right out of the box. Either way, you don't add sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. Yes, either way, you'll get plenty of pleasure eating those golden nuggets of pre-sweetened corn. Enjoy Sugar Pops often. Have Mom look for the package of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops with the pictures of Guy Madison and Andy Devine riding on the front. The Feather Falls Fair was in full swing when United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles arrived in town. It was the biggest fair Lawton County'd ever seen, but with it had come big trouble, and the mayor had sent a frantic call to Wild Bill for help. That call led the two saddle partners into a dust-raising adventure and a dangerous tangle with Silk Hat Hogan's Donkey.
Pickpockets, Hickok. That's why I sent for you.
Pickpocket?
That's what I said.
You mean you had us ride nearly 100 miles of desert just to dig out a couple of pickpockets?
I did, and I'm not sorry for one darn minute.
There's people with big trouble in this country, Mayor. They wouldn't take much to me wasting time
on
a couple...
Hold on, Hickok. This is bigger trouble than you think. This is pickpockets wholesale. Why, a man would think they was incorporated from the amount they've been taken.
That so?
John Reese lost $1,700 in his watch.
That's heavy money.
Our county fair is infested with these sticky-fingered varmints, Hickok, and I want them dug out and locked up.
Well, when Jingles gets back, we'll do the best we can, Mayor.
Good. But take my word for it, Marshal. These men are dangerous. I reckon I ought to tell you, the sheriff was killed last night. Shot came from nowhere. Never knew what hit him.
Telegram from headquarters. I'll bet it's bad news, and Bill won't be in no mood to loan me the money. I'll just stick it in my pocket until I get my point over, and then I'll give it to him. There. Now I'll just bust right in and say, Bill, could you lend me $1.06 till payday? And he'll say...
No, Jingles.
Huh?
I said no.
Now, doggone it anyway. I had my speech all set. How'd I get here so fast?
Just ran right in through the door, Pudding.
Now, Bill, I just gotta have $1.06.
What for, Jingle?
Well, I need 15 cents for flour and a dime for sugar, 2 bits for butter and 2 bits for a pan and a buck to enter. That comes to $1.06, don't it?
A buck to enter what?
The cake baking contest at the fair. There's a $50 prize to the winner, and I can bake the most...
Hold it, partner, hold it.
Huh?
We've got a wildcat on our backs. The sheriff was killed last night, and there's a pack of pickpockets loose at the fair.
Now, wouldn't you know it right when I got a chance...
Now, wait a minute, Jingles. I got an idea. Here's your $1.06. Go ahead, and good luck with that cake. I'm going to take a look around the fairground.
You mean it, Bill? Hot diggity dog. The 50 smackers are as good as mine. Now, let's see. I'll get me a new pair of boots and a red and yellow pure silk shirt and a purple...
I wouldn't
purple...
spend it before you get it, partner. I'll be back in...
Bill!
Down, Gino!
Where'd those shots come from?
I don't know, partner, but they came too close for comfort. Come on, we'll take a look on the...
How am I ever going to bake a cake, Bill? There's some dust around the corner of that cafe.
Get the saddle. Steady that buckshot. You ready, Jingles?
I'm with you, Bill. Jump, Joker!
After that, Jasper Buckshot. Yeah.
We ain't seen no riders yet.
Well, somebody headed out here toward the fairgrounds in a big hurry.
Well, that don't prove that they were shooting at us back there.
All the same, we'll ride into the fair and have a look around.
And this ain't getting my cake in the oven, doggone it.
Hey, Hickok, Wild Bill.
Who's that?
The mayor.
Joker, who?
What's your old fire brush, Marshal? Looks like you had a hot trail.
More like a cold trail, Mayor. Somebody took some pot shots at us back in town.
Let's see who it was?
No, we didn't. They just come out of nowhere.
Yep, that's what I figured. That's the way the sheriff was killed. Shots just came out of nowhere, hit him right between the eyes.
Say, Panhandle, how's your collection of famous Indian chiefs coming along? Added any new ones lately?
You betcha, Charlie. You remember I had Sitting Bull and Pontiac? Uh-huh. Well, now I've added Tecumseh. Finished up my third box of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops this morning and cut out Tecumseh's picture as soon as the box was empty. Hey, I wonder how all our Wrangler friends are doing with their collections. How about it, Saddle Pals? Are you keeping a sharp eye out for those wonderful Indian chief pickers on the back of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops?
Well, Panhandle and I sure hope you are, because they make a mighty nice addition to your scrapbook or a wonderful decoration for your bedroom. Best of all, these pictures of famous Indian chiefs don't cost you 1 cent. They're yours free when you buy those delicious sugar-sweetened golden nuggets of corn, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
You eat Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops right out of the box like a delightful snack, or out of the bowl for breakfast with milk or cream on them. And Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are the cereal you never sugar, because the sweetening's already on them. Ask Mom to get you your box of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops today, and be sure to look for the picture of the famous Indian chief in full color. It's yours free.
Wild Bill and Jingles followed the dust cloud to the fairgrounds where they ran into the mayor. That gentleman reminded them that the sheriff had been killed by shots that came out of nowhere.
Now, Mayor, I don't like the way you talk about them shots. It makes the hair stand up on the back of my neck.
We'll just have to keep our eyes open, partner.
Why not leave your horses here and walk around the fair, gents?
Good idea, Mayor. Come on, Jingles.
But Bill, my cake.
You can come back right soon, partner. I just want to take a look.
Right there.
Now, who's that wailing like a banshee?
Miss Hattie McGillicuddy, and she's a terror.
Mayor, oh, Mayor, I've been robbed. You've just got to put a stop to these pickpockets. Why, they got my purse, and I had my prize-winning cake recipe in it. Oh, what would that contest be without my prize-winning cake?
Now, don't you worry about that, ma'am. I'm going to bake the best cake this time.
What? Oh, why, that's impossible. I've won every year since it started.
Well, I hate to see a record like that busted, ma'am, even when it's me that has to do it.
Oh, why, you can't. You hear me? Mayor? Mayor, who is this overstuffed pincushion?
Permit me, Miss McGillicuddy, to make you acquainted with Jingles, deputy to this other gent who is the great Wild Bill Hickok himself.
Howdy, ma'am.
It's our pleasure, ma'am.
Wild Bill Hickok.
And Jingles begging your pardon, ma'am.
Well, Wild Bill, you just better put this deputy to work looking for these pickpockets instead of baking cakes. Why, whoever heard
now,
of it?
Now, ma'am,
you better quit while you're ahead, Jingles.
Oh, I can bake
it. We'll do the best we can, ma'am. What color was your purse?
Well, black, of course. No lady would carry anything but a black purse now, would she?
Certainly not, Miss McGillicuddy, and the marshal will look high and low for it, I'm sure. You'll have it back in short order.
Well, I bet her. That's all I've got to say.
Woo-wee! I'll bet she bakes a devil's food.
Easy, Jingles. Lead on, Mayor. Let's see this fair.
Sure thing, Bill. Say, here's an attraction you should see.
Oh, what's that?
It's Silk Hat Hogan's donkey. He makes it talk.
Now, that just ain't so. Any fool knows a jackass can't talk.
What's that you said, big boy?
I said any fool knows you can't talk.
Oh, I can't I?
Huh? Bill, that jackass was moving his lips.
Easy, Jingle.
Can you talk without moving your lips, big boy?
No, but... Now, cut that out. You ain't got no business talking. You're a jackass.
So what? It's a free world, ain't it?
Doggone it anyway, man.
Now, don't worry, Jingles. You're not the only one Hogan fools. Gents, meet Silk Hat Hogan, one of the best acts to follow the fairs.
Well, howdy, Mr. Hogan.
Glad to meet you, Hogan.
Well, I'm proud to meet you, Mr. Hickok, and your deputy, too.
I'd like to introduce Hezekiah the Wonder Donkey. Say howdy, Hezekiah.
No, you don't neither. Don't you say another word.
No, don't get snooty, big boy. How you know I ain't one of your long-lost cousins from East Sedalia?
Oh, you ain't neither. Doggone it, Bill, I'm getting out of here. I got a cake to bake. Talking to a mule-headed jackass? Come on. Hey, watch where you're...
Watch where you're going yourself, you big grizzly.
What the... A pickpocket! You come back here with that. That's Bill's telegram.
Jingles, don't shoot in this crowd.
I gotta catch that little varmint.
We'll get him, partner.
There he goes, Bill, under that tent. Stand there just like he was a rock, you little squirt. One move out of you, and I'm like to forget your size.
What are you gonna do with me?
Let's take him to jail, Jingles. Looks like we got one of them.
Now get in there till you decide to talk, you little varmint.
You got your telegram back. You ain't got nothing on me.
That's where you're wrong, Buster. We found this purse in that tent.
You're digging your graves, both of you. I guess you ain't heard what happened to Sheriff, eh?
So, you know something about that.
Yeah, I ain't saying.
Bill, he does. I'm sure of it. He just let it slip.
Yeah, and he'll slip again. Oh, by the way, partner, what was that he lifted from Foggin?
No, nothing much, Bill. Just a little telegram.
One you forgot to give me?
Well, I didn't exactly forget, Bill. I just stuck it in my pocket this morning.
Let's have it, Jingles.
Well, I don't reckon it was anything important, was it, Bill? Huh? I got so jumped up about that cake contest, I overlooked giving it to you. What's it say, Bill? Huh?
It says, be on the watch for a new racket. A gang of pickpockets is working the fairs through the West. Also says, killers and well-organized.
Well, I'll be doggone. Does it say who the bosses of the gang are?
Nope.
I'll bet this dried-up shrimp could tell us.
I ain't telling you nothing. You can fry first.
You'll cool off, Buster. Too bad about your cake, Jingles, but this comes first.
Oh, I got it figured out, Bill. I'll bake my cake in the jail stove.
All right. I'll be back after I deliver this purse, Jingles.
You'll be lucky if you ever get back, Hickok. Hey, you ain't really gonna bake a cake, are you?
You just wait and smell.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle.
Well, you might have had an uncle for a monkey or a monkey for an uncle, but you ain't going to be nobody's uncle.
Anybody home?
Well, it's you, Mr. Hogan. I thought that jackass was coming in.
Afternoon, Jingles. You folks came down to visit me and Hezekiah, so I thought I'd return the favor.
Well, glad you come. Drop a chair. I'm just fixing to start my cake.
Yeah. Oh, see, you got somebody in your hoosegow.
Yeah. Caught the little varmint picking pockets at the fair.
Whose pocket did he pick?
Mine, Dad, blame it.
Yours? Nobody but a feather-brained idiot would pick a lawman's pocket. Guess he got too big for his britches.
He sure did. He's locked up, and I got the key right here in my buckskin.
Hey, what kind of cake you making? Oh, I'm sorry. I hit one of your pans.
Yeah, it's all right. I'll get it.
No, let me...
Excuse me for bumping into you.
Oh, it's my fault, I guess. Mind if I see what this pickpocket looks like?
No, go right ahead. But don't get too close to him. Steal the gold right out of your teeth.
I'll be careful. What kind of cake did you say you was going to bake, Jingles?
Well, Bill likes chocolate fudge with the nuts on top, but I've been favoring my coconut masterpiece.
Well, now that sounds right good to me, too. Well, I'll be seeing you at the fair. Good with your cake.
Thanks, Mr. Hogan. Now he seems like a right fine gent. Hey, how'd you get out? Now get away from my gun belt.
You picked on the wrong guy this time, mister. You're on your way to Boot Hill.
Yippee! Sugar pops.
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
Yes, sir, Wranglers. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are tops. Why, just talking about them's enough to make up water. Big, pre-sweetened, golden pops of corn. That's Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. And that's mighty fine munching any time, right out of the box or out of a bowl with a little milk or cream. Good? Well, you just try Sugar Pops and see if you don't agree they're a rip-snorting cereal and a rootin'-tootin' snack. And remember, Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops never need sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. And remind Mom that every average bowlful of Sugar Pops supplies the average daily adult requirement of vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin. Ask Mom to look for the packages with Guy Madison and Andy Devine riding their horses across the front of the package. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
It was a sudden surprise to Jingles when he turned and saw Fingers, the pickpocket, outside the jail cell and jumping for the deputy's own guns.
Jingles, Jingles, you all right, partner?
Yeah. For one that's just tried on a pair of wings, I reckon I'll do.
Glad I made it, partner. How'd this Jasper get out?
Beats me. I just turned around and there he was, jumping from a gun belt.
Where was the key to his cell?
Why, right here in my... Well, maybe I put it in the... Bill!
That's it, Jingles?
Yeah, where'd you find it?
Right there in the lock of that cell door.
Now, how in the blazes did it get in there?
You tell me. Fingers was a pickpocket. Did you get near his cell after I left?
No, sirree, Bob. I wasn't taking no chances on that. Why, I went right on building my cake. Why, I even warned Mr. Hogan not to get near that varmint's cell neither.
Hogan? Was he here?
Yeah, a real nice fellow, Bill. Come to pay back that visit we made to him and his talking donkey.
Take off that apron, partner, and fasten on your gun belt.
Huh? Now, Bill, you know I can't leave my cake when it's in the making. It'll turn out a fizzle for sure.
Now, but Jingles, you've got to get the doctor to take care of Fingers while I see the mayor.
Doggone it. I'll bet Mrs. McGillicuddy's got hers in the oven by now.
Now, hurry it up, partner. After you get the doctor, meet me down at the fairgrounds.
Oh, where going to be?
You'll find me having a talk with Silk Cat Hogan's talking donkey.
Taken care of, Bill.
What took you so long?
Well, while I was at the jail, I just put my cake in the oven.
Mm-hmm, I thought so. You're taking a mighty big chance on burning that cake, Jingles.
No, I ain't. I'm keeping a close watch on the time.
Well, then we'd better hurry this up.
Step right up, folks, to meet Hezekiah the Wonder Donkey. Ask him your questions, and he'll tell you your fortune.
Well, howdy, Marshal Hickok, Jingles.
Afternoon, Hogan.
Say howdy to Jingles, Hezekiah.
Howdy, big boy.
Well, howdy.
Got your cake finished, big boy?
I sure did. Got it in baking in the oven right this minute. Had a little interruption, though.
Never mind, Jingles.
Huh? Oh.
Mind if I ask that donkey a question, Hogan?
Help yourself, Marshal. What's the question?
I'd like to know if he was friends with a weasel named Fingers.
Fingers? I'm afraid he don't know what you're talking about, Marshal.
I think he does. Or maybe he could tell me who slipped the key out of Jingles' pocket.
Now, how would he know that, Marshal?
Then maybe you do, Hogan. This is a fine racket you've got here.
Bill, what are you getting at?
Hogan runs a gang of pickpockets, Jingles. They're not here to help him now.
That's where you're wrong, Hickok.
Be ready, Jingles.
Gotcha.
Get him, Hezekiah. Get in close, boy.
Bill, they're coming from all sides.
All right, Hogan, I'll take you first.
Not so fast, Hickok.
You took that key and gave it to Fingers.
Sure I did. Now I got something to give you.
I haven't got time to waste on you, Hogan.
Bill, look out. He's got a snake gun.
All right. Cover the rest of them, Jingles. Shoot the first one that moves.
All right, you pocket pickers. Now drop them pop guns and crowd in here by your pin-headed leader.
On your feet, Hogan, and count the noses. We're taking you and this pack of kites to jail.
Oh, shut up. You've done all the talking you're going to do, you long-eared fake.
I should have shot you in the middle of your cake, you big ape.
Cake? Bill, come on. We got to lock these Jaspers up quick. In 5 minutes, my cake's due to come out of the oven.
Gather round, folks. judges have given me their decision, and it's time to award this here prize of 50 simoleons to the winner.
Well, don't take so long about it, Mayor. You know very well it comes to me, so just get on with it.
Goes to her. Bill, my cake's twice as good as hers.
Easy, Jingles.
All right. Here it is. The judges decided 2-1 to award this year's prize to Jingles' Coconut Masterpiece. Step up, Jingles!
What? Oh, my. Well, there's been a mistake. I demand a recall.
Now, settle down, Miss McGillicuddy. Jingles won it fair and square.
Well, even if my cake is round.
Don't rile her, Jingles.
Okay. Do I make a speech?
I make the speeches.
Then what do I do?
Just stand still. You're rocking the platform.
Oh, sorry, Mayor.
And
sorry.
So, Jingles, on this great occasion, in honor of your skill in the pots and pans department, to say nothing of your skill with Wild Bill Hickok and catching Silk Hat Hogan and his gang of pickpockets, it gives me great pleasure to present you with this blue ribbon and a $50 prize money.
Well, now, thank you. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you very much.
I shall be happy to accept the $50 back from you as a donation to the perpetuation of the cake-baking contest to the Feather Falls Annual Fair.
What? You just gave it to me.
Oh, we do this every year. It's the same $50 that's been won for 7 years.
Make him give it back, Mayor. I did every year.
Oh, yes'm. Well, here you are, Mr. Mayor. It gives me great pleasure to give it back, I reckon. But Bill ain't gonna like it. He loaned me the money to make that cake, and now he's out a $1.06.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
That's our Wild Bill Hickok story for today, folks. But Andy and I'll be back again on Friday. Join us, will you?
Yes, sir, kids, because our story's about a lost gold mine, some real two-fisted action, and a little guy who chases butterflies. We call it the Red Sands of Danger.
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
Choose your favorite Kellogg's variety pack. So Mom and Dad and kiddies too, choose a Kellogg's cereal is good for you.
In Kellogg's variety pack, you'll find many favorites like Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, and the new Ready Sweetened Treats, all in generous individual serving size boxes. So,
choose your favorite Kellogg's variety pack.
The greatest name in cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Gigi Pearson, Paul Fries, Bob Bruce, and Jack Wells. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of...
What?